time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Welcome to the Pickin' Porch. We got a great edition for you. We got Trent James as our special guest, and I'll tell you what, he's pretty impressive. He's a singer-songwriter. Trent, where are you out of?
I'm out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
So you're just up the road from us, right?
Yeah, not too far, just west of Knoxville, and we're happy to be here today.
Well, we're glad to have you, Trent, and the Pickin' Porch. I'll tell you, one of the things we find interesting is people have been in the business. They always get their start when they're really young. How did you get your start?
Hey, I've been doing music, Southern gospel, as a teenager, all the way up through the church music to the country. I went out, started playing bars and taverns and local theaters and different kind of venues. And so I started hitting it pretty hard after I became divorced. I went out and started, making a name for myself locally and trying to play some things, get some stuff under my belt. But we're really looking at doing some more serious things in the last few years, and just really happy to be out here trying to make some good music and meet some good people.
Well, that's awesome, Trent. I've always asked the people on the Pickin' Porch, well, one of the first questions I ask is, you remember the first song you learned on guitar?
The Wildwood Flower.
Let me hear.
Oh, man. That put me on the spot with the Wildwood Flower.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And that C chord, that dreaded C chord.
Oh, I'm going to try. I'll play along with you, but I can't guarantee I can keep up with that.
It might have been about 20 years since I played this.
That is one of the basic country songs. But it's not that easy to play, too.
Like,
you got a lot of fingering
easy
to do there, man.
And Mother Maybelle Carter,
yep.
She was very underrated,
yep,
as a guitar player. But many people that have done history, such as Marty Stewart and some of the other ones, will tell you that she was a really accomplished player for her time.
She was, very much so. All right, so you write songs, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
I want to hear one of the songs that you wrote. Can you do us one?
Well, the first one that I've had out that I'm looking to put out on a recording here in a couple of months was a song I wrote about a traveling musician headed to the city called Baltimore.
Let me hear.
So we're going to do it right now for you. Well, now making good time rolling in a Baltimore. I got two shows to do, then it's on to the Jersey Shore. Brand new faces in different places, I guess I'm living the dream. But some days you know it sure ain't what it seems. I got a wife back home with a baby on the way. I hope the tips are good or I'll have to stay another day. My tire blew out and I'm walking down that interstate. And it looks like Baltimore will just have to wait. I said it looks like Baltimore will just have to wait. My show starts at 9 and it's already 8:30. My tire blew out and I'm walking down that interstate. And it looks like Baltimore will just have to wait. So I'm walking across the lot at a Flying J. I called a ride with a trucker and I'll soon be on my way. Yeah, with diesel burning and wheels a-turning, we're tearing down that interstate. And it looks like Baltimore don't have to wait. I said, it looks like Baltimore don't have to wait. I've arrived on time and I'm walking through the gate. Yeah, right at 9 I'm stepping out on the stage. And it looks like Baltimore don't have to wait. I said, it looks like Baltimore don't have to wait.
Man, I dig that song. Where'd you get the idea for that?
Oh, man, I was just sitting around doing a little boogie beat, just trying to say, man, what could I do? I was a traveling musician, and I get a line, and you got to make something rhyme, and I'm like, you know, I've been to Baltimore one time maybe in my life, but I thought, you know, Baltimore's kind of got a little bit of music history,
sure,
you know, through the years, so I thought.
There's some songs written about Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
My baby's
Streets
Baltimore.
Of Baltimore.
Well, Streets of Baltimore.
That's exactly right. So I thought, you know, let's revive Baltimore and put it in a song.
All right, so who's your musical influences? You're growing up, obviously you have records, listening to the radio, whatever.
The first voice I heard was Elvis Presley.
Obviously, yes.
You know,
was everywhere.
Most definitely. And, you know, grew up a big fan, was called Little Elvis coming up in school. Out on the playground, you know, doing Little Elvis at the, you know, on the amusement things out on the playground, just trying to show off a little bit. And then that name stuck. But the first country voice that I ever heard on an 8-track in my dad's truck was Ronnie Millsaps.
Oh, I thought
Ronnie Millsaps had the best voice, and I still believe that today. I'm a big Ronnie Millsaps fan. Conway Twitty. Big Conway Twitty fan. He was probably the second. Eddie Rabbit. You know, then moved into the 90s. Travis Tritt, Shenandoah, Sawyer Brown was a big influence. You know, those guys. Waylon Jennings was always, music was always there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, when we moved to towns and the other family members kind of got involved, Lionel Richie, some of that kind of music, he put out some country stuff with Alabama. Alabama was a big group. You know, all those artists were kind of like soundtrack to your life.
Right. People don't realize exactly right. In your head, that music's always playing. And when I tell people about this radio station, I said, you know, it's not a classic country or an oldie station. It's a memory generator. Because people will hear a song and they'll think, oh, I remember that one. I remember when my dad was alive. We used to sing that song. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It generates these great memories that always stay with you.
Yes.
So it's pretty impressive. Can you do me a classic country song?
Sure. You know, I mentioned Conway Twitty.
Right.
This was one of the last number one hits Conway had, and I just kind of like to bring back some old stuff.
Sure.
Paying a lot of tribute to the people that influenced me along the way. So see if you remember this tune called Desperado Love.
Oh, yeah.
Should I just ride in and steal you away? Don't know what else to do. I've got a desperado love for you. They say you belong to another man, but the first time we met I knew that I had a desperado love for you. I know that it breaks every law to feel the way I'm feeling, but I want your love so desperately, I don't see the wrong in stealing. Well, hold on, I'm gonna shoot for the heart like desperados do. I've got a desperado love for you. So wrong to take what isn't mine and head out for the border, but I can't look at you and have respect for law and order. Well, gonna shoot for the heart like desperados do. I've got a desperado love for you. Yeah, now I've got a desperado love for you.
And just one of 51 number one songs that he had.
Oh, wow, man.
The only person that has more, who do you think it is?
I think it's George Strait.
It is. George Strait beat him by one.
Yes.
He just wanted to get that one extra
That's
one in
exactly
there.
Exactly right.
But
yeah.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, Conway just, every song came out. And then when he got with Loretta Lynn.
That's right.
That doubled it up. So
at one time, I can remember commercials coming on, Time Life music. And they said he sold more records than Elvis and the Beatles.
He did. He did.
And many people would say, what?
Mm-hmm.
Conway Twitty was that important to music.
He was. And I remember exactly where I was when I heard about it. I was at a fair. I was doing a broadcast at a fair in Indiana. And, you know, I was listening to the radio, obviously, to the broadcast. And they said, country singer Conway Twitty. I had a stroke or aneurysm or something like that. And I didn't feel I wanted to go home. I didn't feel like I even wanted to broadcast anymore because he, like yourself, right. One of my favorites.
Uh huh.
You know
exactly, exactly.
And when Conway did a show, it was kind of interesting. If you've ever seen him live, he didn't tell jokes. He didn't say anything. He just stood up there saying 51 number one songs.
That's right. That's
and people
right.
are like with their mouths open.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that song. Conway did that. You know, just
you know. In his early days, his drummer did most of the MC work.
Porkchop.
That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah, Porkchop.
That's correct.
He was a character, too. Yeah, Conway was not a big conversationalist. You know, I talked to him a few times, but it was just, hello and hi, thanks for coming by. You know, he didn't want to talk about anything. And a straight shooter, too. That guy did not drink or smoke.
That's right.
I'll tell you that
That's right,
right now.
Class act.
Class act. All right, why don't you give me another song that you've written?
Okay.
All right.
We're going to, whew, this is a song that kind of on the lines of that Remember When,
sure.
You know, type yeah. of love song. And that's kind of what I want people to take away from it. You know, remember why you fell in love and remember what's going to get you to the finish line. So it's called Like I Want You, and it's a song I'm really proud of. I hope I can do it justice today. Followed her nails while laying in bed. She looked at me and then she said, do you want me like I want you? I know the past few weeks have been tough. Not enough time to do so much, but we can make time if you still want me. So when I told her 20 years ago, that first night at a country show, when you walked in, we saw each other smile. We talked every day on the phone. A year later, we made a home. Everything changes, but I still feel the same. Yeah, I still want you like you want me. A few months go by and snow's on the ground. There's really not a lot to do in this town, so we stay home, just lying in the bedroom. While you paint your toes, I'm writing a song. You lean over and you sing along. It makes me want you like you want me. Like that first night in the parking lot, getting caught in the rain when the doors got locked. Nothing seemed to matter as long as you were there. We still hold hands along our way. We're best friends at the end of the day. Yeah, loving you, it's a part of who I am. I still want you like you want me. We still hold hands along our way. We're best friends at the end of the day. Yeah, loving you, it's a part of who I am. I still want you like you want me. I still want you like you want me.
So when you write these songs like this, Trent, do you have a singer in mind that you'd like for them to record that particular song?
You know, that's a great question. I have written songs and had artists in mind. You know, you just never know who might take the song up and sure. do something with it. A lot of artists will hear a song and they'll put it off and they'll finally record it, and it might be their biggest hit. So I'm just hoping that one of my songs can do that.
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
It'd be great.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad, you know, I grew up in the Beatles, Stones era, you know, so my dad knew I liked the music. He bought me a $15 Stella guitar, acoustic guitar, and I just boing, boing on it, you know. And my neighbors across the street, the Burkettes, the Hillbillies, they were on a porch one night playing guitar and uh-huh. singing and everything.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to take my guitar over there and let them tune it up because I don't know how to tune a guitar. So I went over there, and I got all involved in that country music, and I was hooked, just like you. I was hooked from the get-go.
That's right.
You know. And Wayne, one of the guys, the Burkettes there, he was a bass player. So me and him formed a band, and we played. And, man, I thought we were getting along pretty good, you know. Wrote some songs, did some things, played a lot of gigs. About 2 years ago, Wayne came to town. I had not seen this guy in 50 years, okay? I didn't know if he's dead or alive. But he came to town. I said, Wayne, I'm going to get a bass guitar, and we're gonna recreate the band. So down in my basement, we had set up everything, man. He got on there. I said, okay, man, play some. Let's do whatever song it was. And it was god-awful. We were terrible. It was terrible. I said, we've lost our edge. He goes, wait a minute. I can sing better. Let me take my teeth out. And I said, wait a minute. We back then we were talking about, hey, hot rods and girls. Now we're worried about taking your teeth out to sing better. So in your head you think, boy, we did a great job and everything. But the reality of it is probably if we played together for a month or something, we'd get a little better. But it's not like I remember it. So do you still see some of your old buddies that when you started out?
You know, I've played with a lot of musicians regionally, locally, and you know, Facebook's a way to
absolutely
keep up with everybody. Yeah. So they're always supportive, liking stuff, commenting on things, and mm-hmm. you know, I had a lot of good times with all of them, and hopefully get to see them out at a show and rekindle some of those things that we've done in the past. But yeah, man, it's great to get with old musicians that you played with. And
but listen, if you haven't played with them a long time, don't expect much. I'm just telling you ahead of time. Both of us were terrible.
But I tell you what, it's great. Music brings people together.
Absolutely.
And the memories of it, and also the chance to make new ones. And I'm just hoping that you know, I can be an inspiration for someone else to say, hey, look what he could do.
Give me one more song, one of your originals, and you know, we'll take it on out with that one. Go ahead, buddy.
We're live, and it's not going to get redone. You put me under your spell. Use me up to get your feel. Let's make love and believe it's real. Put me under your spell. I done forgot the words.
Because put you on the spot. I'm so sorry. The night we met.
The night. That's right. The night. The night we met. We were worlds apart. Call it voodoo love. How how we got our start. When I taste your kisses, I melt in your arms. Make me a prisoner of all of your charm. Put me under your spell. Use me up to get your fill. Let's make love and believe it's real. Put me under your spell. Let's just take it slow. We got all night. There's no place to go. We could start a fire that could last all night. Make me a prisoner to the morning light. Put me under your spell. Use me up to get your fill. Let's make love and believe it's real. Put me under your spell. Put me under your spell.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Picket Porch, and Trent James has been our very special guest. If you know anybody who wants to be in The Picket Porch, just have them drop me a line, scott@wuuqradio.net. That's .net, okay? And be listening. Tell your friends about The Picket Porch. We do it all the time from our website, twanglife.net. Classic Country Legends.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. The Pickin' Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country Q97.3, 99.3.